感谢神，我们在这个新年的第一个主日，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank God that the first day of the year, we studied the Word of God together.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。如果有弟兄姊妹你身体不适你也可以坐着。
Let's stand up and read the scripture. Of course, if among us, if your health is not allowed, you can sit there.
好，我们先一起来读哥罗西书的三章第二节到第五节。
Let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 to 5.
哥罗西书三章二节起，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了。你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。好，我们再来读以赛亚书的十七章第七节到第八节。
Let's also read Isaiah chapter 17, verse 7 to 8.
以赛亚书十七章七节起，当那日，人必仰望造他们的主，眼目重看以色列的圣者，他们必不仰望祭坛，就是他们手所造筑的，也不撞重自己指头所做的，无论是木偶是日像。好，感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
感谢你更是赐下圣灵带领我们来思想，来明白圣经的话语。
Thank you. Give us the Holy Spirit. Lead us to study and understand the Word of God.
愿神将我们的信心能够建立在上帝不变的话语上面，有根有基。
May God build our faith upon the Word of God.
神，愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，带领我们前面的脚步。
May the Word of God become the lamp unto our feet and the light upon our path.
更愿圣灵不仅仅是让我们能够明白神话语的意义，更是让我们有信心、有力量遵行神的话语去行。
May the Holy Spirit help us not only understand the word of God and also give us the faith and the strength to follow and do the word of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我以前看过一句话，就是灾难显明人的本相。
And I read a statement or saying said catastrophe will shows our very nature.
联想到过去的这一两年新冠的疫情，世人世界确确实实是处在一个灾难当中，或者说瘟疫当中。
And think about the COVID for last one or two years, and this world is truly in the pandemic situation.
这也是一个灾难，这事实上也是一场瘟疫呀。
It is a catastrophe, or if you call it, it's a plague.
同样的，我们在这当中，也可以看到世人的一些真相。
And of course, during this time, we can see how that revealed.The nature, very nature of us.
当然，在疫情当中，我们会看见有些人去帮助别人，去关心别人。
Of course, we see in during the pandemic, people come out to help, to care about other people.
但是，同样的，我们也必须承认，更多的时候，我们看到的是人的一些丑陋的真相。
But on the other hand, we have to acknowledge so many times.Through the pandemic, we see the ugly nature of a human being.
当这个疫情刚刚爆发的时候，在一些别的地区啊，这些别的国家，很多的时候我们会看见，人们不是非常有同情心的。
And when this pandemic break out at the very first time, we see in some people somewhere, other country, they're not very sympathetic. sympathetic.
啊，我们就会有时候会说，哎呀，那是他们的问题，那是他们乱吃东西啊，会这样想。
People think, oh, that's their problem because they eat all kind of different food.
没有多少人真正的会同情那些在疫情痛苦当中的人。
It's not many compassion to those who in the pandemic.
那么呢，当这个疫情慢慢的就蔓延到我们的身边来的时候，我们这个时候刚开始，世人的表现是非常傲慢，觉得哎呀，这没有什么了不起啊，不用戴口罩啊，感冒啊，这就是感冒，天气热就好啊，我们是这样。
And when the pandemic spread around near us, and people sometimes very arrogant or ignorant say, "Well, this is just a cold, and should get better in the summer."
当然，我们也都知道，随着这个疫情越来越严重，哈，其实这个时候真正的需要我们大家是，彼此的帮助，彼此的关心，然后来服从。一些医护的一些避免疫情蔓延的措施，但是事实呢非常遗憾，很多时候有些人不是这样做。
And also when the pandemic getting serious and it is time we need to care about each other and take care of each other and together to follow certain type of direction to avoid the further spread of a pandemic.Some are not doing this.
有时候我们看到的是什么呢？就是人性当中，很丑陋的一面一再的重演。就是当亚当犯罪之后，掉到这个困难当中的时候，亚当的第一个反应是什么呢
？And what we see actually is nothing new. It's just like Adam and Eve when they in the garden when they first falls into difficult.What's the first reaction of Adam?
有没有弟兄姊妹还记得
Does anyone remember that?
亚当他第一个反应就是抱怨，对不对
？And we know that Adam, the first reaction is he complained.
他说都是别人害我，都是夏娃害我。
Well, it's someone may cause me the problem. Eve did that.
然后甚至抱怨上帝，上帝啊，你看这个夏娃是你造的。
And even complain to God, hey, that you made Eve, and she got the problem for me.
其实在这个时候，亚当和夏娃他们应该同心认罪悔改，就说，哎呀，这是我们犯罪了，我们承担这样的后果，我们承担这样的责任。上帝，我们来认罪悔改，我们来求你的医治，求你的饶恕，求你的赦免。
Actually, at that time, actually Adam and Eve should together come to God and acknowledge sin and ask for God's healing and ask for God's forgiveness.
非常遗憾，我们的始祖亚当他不是这样。
But unfortunately, Adam didn't do that.
他说都是别人害我，都别人的问题。
It's just complaint. All is other people's fault.
更遗憾的是，我们在疫情当中，我们再一次看到人性当中这非常丑陋的一面。
And in the pandemic, we also see this very ugly nature of human being.
甚至有些人在这个时候利用疫情作为借口去攻击一些特定人群这个人与人之间彼此的分裂，彼此的对抗。
And even some people use this as excuse to attack different group people and cause the conflict among people and a fight, hatred among people.
当然，我们必须要承认，在过去这一两年疫情当中，我们确实也看到人性当中一些非常美好的事情。
Of course, we have to acknowledge during the pandemic, we do see a lot of beautiful things that shown among people.
比如说很多默默无闻的医护人员他们冒着极大的风险他们去救治别人
There's a lot of healthy workers they take a huge risk to save other people's life
但是我们也必须要承认确实在这个灾难当中在这个疫情当中也确实看到很多人性丑陋的真相
But we also have to acknowledge during this pandemic we do see a lot of ugly natureof our human being.
前两天我看到一篇文章写的是在这个疫情当中 我们心中的偶像被显明出来了。
And a couple of days ago, I read an article. It said during this pandemic, the idols in our heart was revealed.
然后这个文章的作者第一个写到，就是哎呀，我们心中在这个疫情当中被显明的偶像是什么呢？第一个就是啊，所谓的个人自由就成为我们心中的偶像了。
And the author said, what's the idols revealed in our heart during this pandemic? The first one he mentioned is the personal liberty.
就是偶像就是说啊，我们把它放在一个最高的位置，就是它是我们生命中最重要的，我们要去捍卫它的。
Idol means it's something, it's the most important in our life. We put it up most important place in our life. We have to defend it.
就是越来越多的这个研究者啊，他就发现，就是造成我们今天啊这个疫情就是这样一个糟糕的局面，其实一个非常非常重要的因素，就是在初期啊，疫情蔓延初期的时候，很多人就是啊，我要个人自由，我要个人自由啊，我不要戴口罩，我不要社交距控制社交距离，我不要这些，我要我的个人自由。
A lot of research actually show that the pandemic getting that worse is part of losing in the very beginning. There's so many, some people want to have so-called personal liberty or personal freedom. And I want my freedom, so I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to have a personal distance.
任何，我说在早期哈，疫情早期的时候，任何这些就是防止疫情蔓延的一些措施总被很多人反对，就是这些，这是伤害了我的个人自由。
I mentioned is that's the early time of the pandemic, and actually at the beginning, a lot of measure actually to prevent the spread of this disease actually was treated against by a lot of people said this hurt my personal liberty or personal freedom.
所以这种所谓的个人自由就成为了一种偶像，然后它事实上造成今天这个疫情困难局面的一个最重要很重要的原因。
So my freedom, my liberty is become my idol, and that actually become one of the important reasons that caused so difficult situation today for the pandemic.
后来当更多的学者啊研究者去接触去了解这些人啊为什么如此的强调啊个人自由什么什么的，但事实上啊发现哦，原来在早期啊很多这样的人，他们认为哦新冠疫情都是一些年老体弱的人啊会攻击他们，或者说攻击一些什么特定的种族啊人群啊什么，我不是这样的，哎，跟我没关系。
So the further research shows a lot of people at the early time, they so-called, they want to have my personal freedom and defending. The further research shows those people actually have this perception that COVID-19 only affects a certain group of people, maybe elder or maybe a certain group of people. I'm not, so I'm not going to affect it.
所以觉得跟自己无关，后来就在当时，后来那个纽约市长他自己的亲弟弟感染了这个确诊新冠病毒之后，他就一再的就呼吁，就说他说这个新冠是什么呢 ？The great equalizer.
And so at that time, I think the governor of New York, when his brother got the cove, and then he cried out, he said, "Well, the cove actually is an equalizer."
他说这是最大的一个。Equalizer 就是说所有人都会得的，所有人都会得的。他一定要反复强调这件事情，因为你看我的弟弟都确诊了。
Basically emphasize that it's not just for a certain group of people. Everyone will have it, if you don't protect.
所以他为什么这样强调呢？因为当时很多人不认为是这样的，很多人认为，哎呀，那都是他们那些人会得，我不会，所以他们就，哎呀，我要自由，我要自由。
And the reason I think he emphasized that is trying to say that everyone can have it. And the reason is because at that time, a lot of people think I'm not. I won't get the contract COVID. So I need my freedom.
但是即便如此呢，当时在纽约还是很多人不相信他们市长说的。所以这个疫情首先暴露出来，现在人们心中把所谓的我个人的自由当作一个偶像去崇拜了。
So even that at that time, still a lot of people don't believe that. And this pandemic just revealed that us, that we, our personal freedom or liberty is becoming idol in our life.
那么在这个过去的一两年当中呢，人们心中的另外一个偶像又显明出来。
And the other idols that revealed through this pandemic time.
啊，就说啊，我们相信哇，有某个人啊，某个政治领袖，某个政党啊，他可以拯救我们。哦啊，我们的盼望，我们的希望，我们都在他身上，所以我们会看见。政治上的斗争，彼此对抗越来越激烈。
And we see this pandemic actually leads to another idol that people, put their hope in a certain political party, certain political leader. So that pandemic actually caused more political struggle among in the world.
我们都无法忘记在2021年的1月6号。啊，被人称为是美国历史上最黑暗的一天。
And we probably all remember that it's referred as the most darkest day, in U.S. history in 2021 January the 6th.
这是自1814年这个国会大厦被占领以来第二次国会大厦被占领。
And this is the second time since 1916 that capital was occupied the second time.
那第一次是我们都知道是英国人把这个华盛顿整个都烧掉了啊。
Of course, the first time is the British actually kind of burned the whole DC.
谁能想得到，差不多200多年之后又发生这样的事情？当然，这一次不是英国人了。
Who can imagine that in 200 years this happened again? Of course, this time is not British.
所以有人说这是美国历史上可以说最黑暗的一天。
And so this is the, someone said that this is the most darkest time in the U.S. history.
为什么这样的事件会发生？其实我们每个人心里非常的清楚，就是把一个政党或者某一个领袖把他当作偶像，哦，你是我的希望，你是我的盼望，我要捍卫你，我要保护你。
What has happened is that we all understand it's because that we think about a certain political leader or a political party become my idols, so I need to defend you.
甚至啊，我去攻击政权、攻击权柄都可以。
Even that it means I have to attack the authority, that's fine.
但是圣经罗马书确实是告诉我们，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神。
But Romans made it very clear that the authority that we should be respect, honor those because the authority is come from God.
凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And all the authority are appointed by God.
我在这里不是去说某一个政治人物或者某一个政党，我说的是什么？这成了人们心中的偶像，而这样的一个偶像，在这个疫情困难的时代显明出来了。平常的日子好像看不出来，但在这个时候确实显明出来了。
Make it clear, I'm not commenting on certain political leader or certain political party. I'm just saying.People has this put certain person or certain political party as an idol that revealed in this time.
然后我们接下来在疫情当中又显明人们心中的偶像。哎呀，我们相信科学，我们相信科技。
And then another idol that showed in through this pandemic is that we believe in the science and the technology.
但事实发现这也只不过是一个偶像，它科学科技没有办法解决我们真正的问题。
And we find out this actually is the idol in our heart, and the science and technology cannot truly solve the problem we have.
啊，然后我们常常会说，哎，我们的现在科学很发达，医学很发达，所以有所谓的这个群体免疫的理论，但是后来发现。都不是这样。
And we find that there's a in this during this time there's a lot of theories and the science and technology, a certain theory of immunity, but seems not true.
当然了，在这个疫情当中，我们心中一个长期的偶像又浮现出来，金钱，金钱。
Of, Of course, another idol that has been with us all the time is the idol of money.
啊，只要发钱，只要我的啊股市涨，我的各项的经济指标好，就没有问题。
As long as I have money, the index is getting higher, my stock getting higher. That's everything is okay.
当然，我们刚才提到，在疫情当中，在过去的一两年当中，我们人的本相显明出来。我们人心中的偶像显明出来。
And as we mentioned during this pandemic time, it revealed the idols in our heart.
当我们显明出来我们心中最大的偶像，真正的偶像是什么呢？
And all those idols, besides all the, what's the biggest idol we have in our heart?
是真的是某一个政治领袖，某一个政党，还是真的是科技、金钱，还是真的是所谓的自由。
And as those idols of freedom we mentioned as the political leader party or science technology.
其实这一切背后，这偶像背后是谁呢？是我们自己。
But all of those, all those idols and behind it is the biggest idol is ourselves.
其实在过去的一两年当中，在这个瘟疫当中，在这个灾难当中，显明人的真相，显明人心中的偶像是我们自己。
And I think in this pandemic time, the truly revealed the idol, the biggest idol we have is ourselves.
圣经告诉我们，在末世的时候，人的爱心冷淡了，专顾自己。
Bible teaches us in the end of time that the love of people's heart getting cold, and people only care about ourselves.
爱心冷淡，不爱上帝了，不爱世人，不爱邻舍了，爱自己，专顾自己。
Love is cold. Is that means we no longer love God and no love our neighbors? We just care about ourselves.
我们自己成为我们自己心中最大的偶像，就是啊，凡合我们心意的，哎呀，那就是最重要，任何人不能侵犯。
And ourselves become the biggest idol of ourselves. And anything that agrees with me, then it's something I defend.
啊，所谓的我的个人自由啊，那不能侵犯。我是最重要。
My personal freedom, this is for me, so no one can against that.
我喜欢的人啊，我喜欢的什么什么东西啊？我认定的事情不可以被侵犯。
And the people I like, and also the things I agree upon, this is important. It cannot be against.
总之，在困难当中，在瘟疫当中，在过去的这一两年当中，在我们看到的种种，事实上非常糟糕、混乱的局面当中。
In the end.In this, during this pandemic, through all those difficult time chaos,
其实显明人心中偶像。
Only revealed is the idols in our heart.
这个偶像可能有很多很多的外表，但是事实上是一个，就是我们自己。我们自己成为我们自己的上帝。
And the idol may have a different expression, but in the end, it's.Ourselves, we ourselves want to become God to ourselves.
我永远都是对的，我永远不可以被侵犯，都是别人错，都是别人的问题。
I always right. I should not be offended. All problem is other people's problem.
奥古斯丁曾经说过，神所做的一切事情都是为了要除去人心中的骄傲。
St. Augustine said, all the things that God do to people is want to take away the pride in ourselves.
加尔文说，人心是一个偶像的工厂。
And John Calvin said, human heart is a factory of idols.
人心里总是造出各种各样的偶像，其实最大的偶像就是人自己。
We produce all kinds of idols, but all try to serve ourselves.
所以把上面这两句话放在一起， 我们看，事实上上帝做的一切的事情，去除人心中的偶像，而人心中最大最大的偶像就是人自己，人自己要做上帝。
So if we put St. Augustine and John Calvin's two sentences together, basically what God wants to do in our human heart is take away the idols in our heart. Among them, ourself is the biggest idol.
所以我们看我们的始祖亚当夏娃堕落犯罪的时候，魔鬼是怎样诱惑他们呢？
So if we look at Adam and Eve when they're in the garden, how the devil tried to trick them.
魔鬼对他们说，哎，你们可以成为像上帝那样啊。
And what devil basically said to them, and you can become God.
结果亚当夏娃哇就很喜欢听这样的话，就说，哎呀，我们就想升高，我们就想像上帝那个样子。
So that...Very pleased to Adam and Eve. That's what they want. They want to be like God.
他们把上帝从他们心中拿掉，他们自己坐在自己心里的宝座上面。
Basically, they take God out of their heart, and they themselves sit on the throne of their heart.
所以今天的世人也是这样。
So today's world is no different.
每个人说，哎呀，我最重要，我最重要。
And we said, I'm.The most important one.
但事实上，我们如果来看圣经，上帝的作为要去除人心中的偶像。
But if we look at Bible and the work of God, want to take away the idols in our heart.
上帝要夺回他在人心中的宝座，那至高的位置。
And God will take away the throne that He has set in human heart.
那么。我们会看见神从万民当中呼召拣选了一个亚伯拉罕与他立约。
And from the Bible, we know that God called Abraham and made a covenant with him.
结果上帝呢要试验亚伯拉罕，让亚伯拉罕献上他的独生子以撒献祭给神。
And God wanted to test Abraham and wanted to give his only want to ask him to offer.His only son Isaac as a burning offering.
显然上帝就是要试验亚伯拉罕，看他是爱上帝多呢，还是爱自己的独生子多。
Of course, here God wants to test Abraham, see if he loves God more than his only son Isaac.
那么，感谢神，亚伯拉罕有这样大的信心，他顺服神，他愿意献上他的独生子。
And thank God that Abraham has this great faith. He was submit himself to God and willingly to offer his own son as a burning offering.
当然了，我们知道啊，神已经预备好了这个献祭的羔羊。神没有取去以撒，但是整件事情表明亚伯拉罕爱上帝超过爱自己的儿子。
Of course, we know that God already prepared the lamb, the goat as the offering and God didn't take Isaac. But this whole event shows that Abraham loved God more than his son.
今天很多的时候我们把自己的孩子当作我们的偶像了。
Today, a lot of times we take our kids as our idols.
尤其是在我们的华人的文化当中，哇，孩子那是非常非常重要啊。
Especially in the Chinese culture, and the children are so important.
我们自己苦一点没关系，孩子的大学学费一定要存出来。
I can have be very, very, controlled and live a simple life, but I have to save the tuition for my son or daughter.
所以上帝就是让亚伯拉罕，你不要把你的孩子当偶像，哪怕这个孩子是你唯一的孩子，他都不能成为你的偶像。
In that case, God basically told Abraham, do not treat your son as your idols. Even this is the only son of yours.
那我们就会想，那人会爱自己的孩子超过一切，把自己的孩子当作自己的偶像，人会不会爱别人的孩子超过一切，把别人的孩子当作心中的偶像呢？
Let's think about this. We can, love our children beyond everything and treat them as an idol in our heart. But is there any parents who can take other people's kids as the idol in their heart?
打个比方，就像我们今天读到这个亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事，我们心里说，哎呀，亚伯拉罕你献以撒献呗，反正以撒不是我儿子。
And just think about this way, Abraham, you gave your son Isaac, you can do it because he is not my son.
人为什么爱孩子？因为这个孩子是我的。
Why people love their own children? Because that's own blood.
我们今天看到一个小 baby 出来，我们就会说，哎呀，你长得好像你爸爸，你长得好像你妈妈。
And when we see a baby born, we always say, hey, you looks like your mother or you looks like your father.
那爸妈妈听了就好高兴了。
And the parents are very happy to hear that.
如果这个孩子一生出来长得一点不像爸爸妈妈，爸爸妈妈会不会高兴呢？
And if the child baby born is nothing like the parents, will they be happy?
人爱自己的孩子，爱谁啊？爱自己啊！因为他从自己的孩子身上看到，哎呦，这是我，这是我啊！
People love their children because they, from their children, they see themselves. So they eventually they love themselves.
为什么爱孩子？为什么哇，孩子，尤其是在我们华人的文化当中，我们从我们的孩子身上看到我们自己的影子。
Why we so pay attention to our children, like especially in Chinese culture, and we basically see ourselves through them.
其实我们都说，哎呀，什么父爱母爱，非常非常的无私，但是那也只是对自己的孩子啊。
And a lot of times it was said that it's our father and mother's love towards children are selfless, but a lot of times it's just towards your own children.
他是我的，他像我，我看到他就看到了年轻的我，看到小时候的我，我就爱他。
It's mine, and through him I saw myself. I love him.
所以上帝不仅要拿掉亚伯拉罕心中他儿子不要做亚伯拉罕心中的偶像。上帝事实上，亚伯拉罕，你爱自己也不能超过爱上帝，你自己也不能成为你心中的偶像。
So God wanted Abraham not only take away his son as idol into his heart, he also wanted to take himself as idol to him. You cannot love yourself more than love me.
我们看见上帝带领以色列人啊，被称为神的选民，离开埃及，过红海，进入旷野，40年在旷野受试炼。
In the history, we see that God leads the Israelites out of Egypt, and in the wilderness, the 40 years they are tested.
那么，当以色列人跟从摩西进入旷野之后，他们很快就意识到，他们失去一样东西。
And when Israelites follow Moses into the wilderness.Immediately, they find out they lost one thing.
什么东西？
What things they lost?
失去了埃及的那些好吃的，是不是？肉汤啊，肉锅呀，葱啊，蒜啊，
They said that they lost the good food they had in Egypt.
那事实上，他们发现他们失去了什么呢？他们失去了自由。
And what they actually find that they lost their freedom.
他失去了回到埃及的自由。
Because they lost the freedom that go back to Egypt.
回到了回到他们那个肉锅边上的自由，他没有了，回不去了。
And when they in the wilderness, they find that they cannot go back. So they lost the freedom to go back to the place with the good food.
过了红海，你想再回去，回不去了。
When it goes through the Red Sea, pass through the Red Sea,You cannot go back.
但他说，哎呀，我们要回去啊，我们要回去啊，摩西不让我们回去啊。
And basically said, I want to go back, but Moses don't let us go back.
所以自由，哇，他们很重要，结果他们要得到这样的自由，他们要回到，得到回到埃及的自由，他们很多次要拿石头要打死摩西，因为你把我们的自由夺走了。
And honestly, there's so much want the freedom to go back to Egypt, so they are so angry at Moses. In one moment, they even want to kill Moses with stone because he take away their freedom to go back to Egypt.
很多的时候，我们觉得哇，神把以色列人从埃及为奴之地拯救出来，上帝给他们自由。事实是不是这样？是这样的。
And a lot of times we say that God take Israelites out of Egypt and the land of slavery. and God gave them freedom. This, in fact, it is true.
但是我们看那些以色列人，他们想的正好相反呐。
But Israelites at that time they don't think that way, just the opposite.
那我们都想回埃及回不去了呀，我们的自由失去了。
Because they want to go back to Egypt, they cannot go back. They lost their freedom.
然后他们也厌恶摩西和亚伦做他们的领袖。
And they also hate Aaron and Moses as their leader.
这不像我们心中所盼望的领袖啊，不合我们的意啊。
Because they are not the leader that we expect, and they don't, it's not what we expect to be.
摩西，如果你合我们的意，你像我们心中所想的那个领袖那样，你把我们带回埃及啊。
And Moses, if your leader as we expect, you should lead us back to Egypt.
所以他们要打死摩西，他们要自己当领袖。
So they want to stone Moses to death, they want to become a leader themselves.
那么在摩西西乃山上去领受上帝的律法的时候，以色列人干脆就在山下就造假神偶像了。
So when Moses went on to Mount of Sinai to get the Ten Commandments, and the Israelites themselves built their idol and
他们不仅不想要摩西这样的领袖，他们要自己按自己的心意去造一个假神，他们去拜这个假神，因为这个假神是按我的意思造的。
They not only don't want Moses as a leader, and they want, according to their own will, build an idol. And because this idol is built according to my own will,
我要去拜一个按我的意思造的神。
And I need to worship a God that created according to my own will.
以摩西的神，摩西所信靠的神不合我的意，我不想跟他走了，我要自己造一个合我意的假神偶像。
And the God of Moses does not meet my expectation. I don't want to follow that God. I want to create my own idol, and I don't want to worship that idol.
上帝要试炼这些以色列人在旷野四十年，要拿去他们心中的偶像、假神的偶像啊，所谓回到埃及，所谓啊要回到埃及，我要自由的这种偶像。
God. In 40 years, God want to take away their idols in their heart. The idols want to go back to Egypt.
其实这些以色列人他们心中最大的偶像是谁呢？
And among those Israelites, what's the biggest idol in their heart?
他们自己。
Again, themselves.
我刚刚听见有姊妹在下面说，是，就他们自己啊。
And it's that themselves.
他们所谓的哎呀我要自由的回到埃及啊，我的自由，他们所谓的啊，摩西不是一个好领袖，我要自己当领袖，他们所有的这些出于他们自己的意思。
And all those ideas, this I don't want Moses to be their leader, I want to go back to Egypt, this all come out of their thinking, their will.
最后他们干脆自己造一个按自己的心意造一个神。
So they just created their own God.
其实他们自己是自己心中的上帝，他们自己是自己心中最大的偶像。
So basically they are God themselves, and they are the biggest idol in their heart.
结果上帝四十年试炼他们做什么呢？去除他们心中的偶像。
So in 40 years, God only do one thing, that take away the idols in their heart.
你想回到埃及吗？想有自由回埃及吗？回不去了，永远就在四十年就在这里旷野。
And do you want to go back to Egypt? No, you have no way to go back. 40 years, it's all here.
啊，你不是想着埃及的肉锅、埃及的那些好吃的那些享受吗？没有了，四十年吃一样的食物。
And you think about good food in Egypt? There's no way you can do that. 40 years, you eat the same food.
你不是不喜欢摩西这样的领袖吗？你那么多次要拿石头打死摩西，四十年没有新的领袖，就是摩西、亚伦。
And you don't like Moses, Aaron as a leader, but you want a new leader. But 40 years, Aaron, Moses are the leaders.
可以说，四十年之久，以色列人在旷野，他们心中所期望的事情，他们心中所盼望实现的事情，没有一样成就的。
You can say that in 40 years, what the Israelites hope. hoped and expected things. Nothing happened.
他们对迦南美地没有兴趣，他们想回埃及。
They don't have an interest in the Canaan, the promised land.
但是上帝破碎他们心中的偶像。
But God break their idols.
最终上帝要拿掉他们心中最大的偶像，就是他们自己。你们的心思，你们的想法，你们的所谓自由不重要，你们要成为顺服神的一群人。神让你们去迦南，你们就要去迦南。
And God want to take away the biggest idol in our heart. Your thoughts, your will, it's not important. And God want you to go to Canaan, and you go to Canaan.
而且你进了迦南，上帝还告诉你，你还要去跟当地人去征战，当地人还是很强大的，你就要去打仗。
And God also, when you enter the promised land, you have to fight the natives. And they are very strong.
那以色列人就害怕，以色列人说，哎，不要去，不要去，不要去，我们回埃及吧。
And Israelites afraid, they don't want to go there, and want to go back to Egypt.
他们的计划成功了没有？没有成功，还是要去，还是要去打仗。
Their plan is not successful. They still need to go to the promised land. They still need to go to into the fight the natives.
所以我们来看圣经，上帝在他的选民，上帝在相信他的人生命当中做一件事情，拿去他们的偶像。你们心中不能有别的偶像，你们心中要有神，唯一的、独一的真神。
So through the Bible, we can see that what God in His people, God do one work, is take away idols in our heart. In our heart, we should not have a idols. Only God should be in our heart.
那么，同样的，道成肉身的上帝，主耶稣基督来到世界上，主耶稣基督做同样的事情。
And also Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, and he did the same thing.
人们心中的一个很大的偶像是什么？金钱。
And what's the big one of the idols that we have in our heart is the money.
人就啊，钱很重要啊。
And people say money is important.
哇，钱太重要。我们甚至觉得，哎呀，你看这个人很有钱，哇，那就说明上帝很祝福他。
And in certain times, we even think that this person is very rich, so God bless them a lot.
但是圣经耶稣却说，有钱的人想进神的国何等的难呢。
And but the Bible, Jesus said, it is so difficult for rich people to enter the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣来到世上，道成肉身的上帝来到世上，上帝拿掉人心中的偶像，首先就是金钱偶像要拿掉。
So Jesus come to this world, take away our idols. First things he take away is the idol of money.
耶稣说，人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处，人还能拿什么换生命呢？
And Jesus said, what a profit of man if he gains the whole world, lost his own soul, and in what way that he can exchange for his soul?
耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，你不能又侍奉上帝又侍奉金钱。
And Jesus said, one person cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and serve money.
那么人心中另外一个偶像就是权力、地位、名誉、名声。
And the other idol we have is the power and it's the fame.
但是耶稣却说，若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人幕后的，做众人的用人。
And but Jesus said, if you want to be the first, then you should be the last.You should be a servant.
今天很多人在这个世界上，哎呀，就说我要到高位啊，我要有权柄，我要做人上人。耶稣说不是这样的。
And today, so many people want to be successful, be fame, and I want to be a person in power. But Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣说你要做幕后的，你排在所有人后面去。
And Jesus said should be the last and servant of all.
今天很多人把家庭、把孩子、把父母，甚至把妻子、丈夫当做自己生命中最重要，当做自己的偶像。
Today, so many times we put our family and children and husband and wife as the idol in our life.
哎呀，我活着就是为了我的儿子，我活着就是为了我的父母。
I just live for my son, and I live as a purpose for my parents.
哎呀，我活着是为我的家庭。
I live for my family.
耶稣说，这些都不能成为你的偶像， 耶稣说，人到我这里来，若不爱我超过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
And Jesus said, none of them should become an idol in your life. And Jesus said, people come to me, if they don't love me not more than their parents, children, and even his life, then he is not worthy of my disciples.
今天有些人他有很大的，在人看来很伟大的理想。哎呀，我为了我的民族，为了我的国家，我去奋斗，我要我的民族国家复兴。这是他人生很大的理想。
And today, maybe people have some political ambitions as these political as his idols. I want to fight for this cause, fight for this goal.
就是圣经说，耶稣从死里复活，四十天给他门徒讲神国的事，结果他门徒关心什么？以色列的国，大卫的国。
And the Bible recorded when Jesus resurrected Jesus, and 40 days.He speak them, his disciple, about the kingdom of God. But what his disciple concerned about is how about the kingdom of Israel.
所以这些门徒当时他们人生中最大的目标是什么？我的民族，我的国家，以色列的国。
So for those disciples at that time, the most important thing in their heart is the kingdom of Israel, right? It's my people, my country.
但神说这不重要，重要的是神的国。
But Jesus said, God said, those are not important. Important is the kingdom of God.
神的国是怎样的国？万国万民，地上的万国万民都会来到神的国。
And the kingdom of God is a kingdom that all the people from everywhere will come.
这才重要。
And this is important.
耶稣拿掉人，拿掉人心中的偶像，金钱、名利、地位、家庭、政治抱负、理想，耶稣要拿掉。
And Jesus take away the idols in our hearts, money, fame, family member, and or political ambitions.
耶稣
，Jesus want take them all away.
耶稣最终要拿掉人们心中的偶像是什么？就是人自己。
And what Jesus eventually want to take out is.The idol of ourselves, it's the idol of ourselves.
耶稣责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后面去！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。”
Jesus rebuked Peter, said, "Satan, get behind me, because you are not concerned about of God, but concerned of a human yourself."
接下来，耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And then Jesus followed up and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciples must be deny themselves and take up a cross and follow me."
上帝要拿掉人心中最大的偶像，上帝要让人舍己。你不能做你自己的上帝，你只能有一个上帝，就是真实的上帝。
And God, Jesus wants to take away the biggest idol in our heart, is ourselves, and we need to deny ourselves.And I cannot have myself as an idol, but I only can have one place, that's God.
事实上 不仅从圣经当中我们看到，就在过去的这一两年的瘟疫疫情当中，我们也看到上帝一再的显明人心中各种各样的偶像，但是上帝一再的要把这些偶像全部破除。
And even through this pandemic time, we can see God not only through this time revealed our idols in our heart, and again, God want to break those idols.
所以让我们人真的看清楚我们心中的偶像到底是什么。
So we really need to see clearly in our heart what is my idols.
让我们不要浪费这个疫情的时间，让我们从这个疫情当中真正看清楚神的心意，神的作为。
So that we do not waste this pandemic. During this pandemic, we truly see the work of God.
有一处经文，我给大家来读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
And this is scripture, I just read it to you, and you can look at it on the screen.
阿摩斯书五章二十一到二十七节，二十一节，我厌恶你们的节期，也不喜悦你们的筵素会。你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳，也不 故你们用肥畜献的平安祭，要使你们唱歌的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的声音。唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。以色列家啊，你们在旷野40年，岂是将祭物和供物献给我呢？你们抬着为自己所造之摩勒的帐幕和偶像的坎，并你们的神心，所以我要把你们掳到大马士革以外，这是耶和华名为万军之神说的。这段经文告诉我们，虽然上帝在旷野试炼以色列人40年，但是以色列人心里的偶像他们还是不愿意拿掉。
And this scripture tells even in 40 years God test them for 40 years but their idols are not still there。
所以上帝不听以色列人的献祭，不听以色列人的唱歌。上帝说，你们在旷野40年，你们抬着的那些看上去是会幕，看上去是约柜，但是里面装的是什么？是你们自己心中的偶像。
So God do not listen to their singing, do not please with their assembling, and God said that in 40 years the what you carriedLooks like a tabernacle, looks like an ark, but inside is full of your own idols.
我们今天在这个地上到处都是神的教会，光这个 Trail Valley 800多家教会，甚至更多。
Today we see a lot of churches. Even this Trail Valley, there's a Treasure Valley. There's 800 some more.
我们每一个主日，我们来到神的面前，我们赞美神，我们称颂神，我们敬拜神。
Every Sunday we come to church, we praise God, we sing to God.
我们有没有想到过，上帝喜欢听我们的赞美，喜欢听我们的敬拜吗？我们有没有想到过这个问题
？But do we ever think about is God pleased with our praise?
如果我们事实上我们说我们在敬拜神，敬拜神，其实我们敬拜的是我们心中的偶像呢？
What if we said we are worship God, but actually we actually worship our own idols?
金钱。
We think about money.
上帝，让我赚更多钱吧，这是我来到教会的目的。
God, help me get rich. This is my purpose, come to church.
上帝，让我成功吧，让我出名吧，这是我来到教会的目的。
God make me a fame. This is the purpose I come to church.
上帝，让我成为世界的中心吧，帮助我吧，这是我来到教会的目的。
God help me become a center of the universe. Help me.
所以这段经文其实告诉我们，当年的以色列人，他们没有真正去除他们心中的偶像。他们虽然看上去抬的是会幕，抬的是约柜，但是里面装的是他们心里的偶像，不是神。
So this scripture basically tells Israelites at that time, even 40 years, they still didn't take away their idols in their heart. Even they carried the tabernacle, even they carried the ark, but inside was filled with their own idols.
愿圣灵光照我们，让我们不仅仅是思想过去的这段疫情的时光，来思想我们心中有没有偶像，这个偶像到底是什么。
May the Holy Spirit teach us, so we not only think about the last 2 years pandemic time, and let's think about in our heart, is there any idols in our heart? What are they?
我们更是求神在新的一年去除我们心中的偶像，不要让我们做那个以色列人，抬着约柜，抬着会幕，里面其实敬拜的是我们自己。
And even more, we want to ask God take away the idol in our heart. Do not like the Israelites. They carry the tabernacle, they carry the ark, but inside the field was their own idols.
我们请大家起立，我们最后来读几处圣经的经文。同样，如果有身体不适的弟兄姊妹，你可以继续坐着。
In closing, let's stand up and read several scriptures.
我们先来读马太福音的5章8节。
Matthew 5:8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。当那日，人必仰望造他们的主，眼目重看以色列的圣者，他们必不仰望祭坛，就是他们手所铸的，也不重看自己指头所做的，无论是木偶是日像。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
你叫万事相互效力，叫爱神的人能够得益处。
You make everything work together for the benefit of those who love you.
在过去的这一两年当中，你让我们经历一个很困难的时光。
In the past year or two, you let us experience a difficult time.
我们也知道。如果我们真正是爱神的人，我们在这样困难的时光当中，我们依然能够得到益处。
We're convinced that if we truly love God, even go through this difficult time, there will be a benefit for us.
愿神借着这样的时光，圣灵光照我们，让我们显明我们自己的本相。
May the Holy Spirit through this time and reveal in our heart our very nature.
我们是真的是在敬拜上帝，还是我们在敬拜我们心中各样的偶像？
We ask ourselves, are we really worship God, or we worship all kind of idols in our heart?
愿圣灵除去我们心中的各样的偶像，尤其是我们心中那个最大最后的偶像，就是我们自己。
May the Holy Spirit take away all the idols in our heart, especially the biggest one, ourselves.
让我们眼目单单注目在主耶稣基督身上，愿他做我们的主。
So we only turn our eye to Jesus Christ. Let him become our Lord.
愿神喜悦我们对神的敬拜，对神的赞美。
So that God will please our worship to him and our praise to him.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹请坐。